Payson is cutting footloose.
It was a time for this loft, not anymore. This is our time to dance.
Kevin Bacon returns to Payson High this weekend before the old building is torn down. David Dejanovic joins students for a full day of Footloose prom activities. Here are Dave and Debbie, live from Payson High School on KSL News Radio.
We are in the hallway at Payson High broadcasting live where the students are getting prepped for Kevin Bacon's return to Payson High to celebrate the 40th anniversary of Footloose. And they might be absolutely exhausted because overnight, Taylor Swift dropped a sweet surprise, a double album called The Tortured Poets Department. And the first track features her and Post Malone. Started playing all 31 songs this morning at 6 o'clock in the morning, and when that one popped up first, I was like, all right, she did well with that.
You're in?
Inviting Post Malone. Oh, yeah, 100%. It is really a beautiful song. And we're going to talk to our producer, Caitlin Johnston, who is Utah's foremost Taylor Swift expert. How late were you open? Or how late were you open?
I was open.
You were open until 2 a.m.
2 a.m. 2:30, honestly, because I couldn't wind down.
How long were you awake was the better question.
I mean, we wrapped up listening around, I don't know, like 11:30, and then we noticed that there was a countdown on her Instagram.
Okay, so back it up.
The
first 16 songs drops at midnight Eastern time, which is 10 p.m. Utah time last night.
Had a whole listening party. I read the lyrics, analyze the lyrics. That's what our whole process is because she writes crazy things. And then she's been giving us two hints for a while. So we had the suspicion. I didn't know if it was going to be a couple extra songs. She does that. She gives us a few extra songs. She did the same thing with Midnight's, a 3 a.m. version. But there was a countdown that popped up like after everybody kind of listened to the album because Taylor Nation on Twitter was kind of going along with it, like timing it out. And then we saw this countdown. We're like, all right, what is she doing? And I didn't expect 15 new songs.
It's a
double album. And she hinted at a double album all the way back when her 1989 Taylor's version re-record came out. And we all thought that was going to be
double. But that wasn't.
Yeah, so she's driven me insane this week. And it's been the funnest week of my life.
You and everybody else. Yeah. You and everybody else who's a big Swiftie.
So last night's job for me was to watch Footloose. Debbie's was to listen to Taylor Swift. Yours as well. How would you describe this album? Like, what's the vibe? Because she's done so much. She's done country. She's done pop. She's done more folk and soulful stuff. What is this?
It's a lot to process. I'm still processing the 31 songs she gave us. It is poetic and painful. And that's pretty much how I'm just going to sum it up. And it's incredibly well-written.
I would agree with you.
I always tell people, if you're not, like, there's music people and there's lyrics people. I'm both. I kind of catch on depending on how it hooks me. And I have a very specific process with Taylor Swift, and I read. I recommend reading her lyrics if you want to understand the draw.
It is a beautiful
and listen.
It is a beautiful album. I also double album. I also recognize that this is a moment for parents, and I'm going to explain myself. You have a lot of teenagers, girls and boys, mm-hmm. who will be listening to this album this weekend. It is 31 songs. It's more than 2 hours long. They're going to be drowning in their headsets listening to this album. And I watched something unfold yesterday at the grocery store, Caitlin, and it broke my heart. I was in the I was picking out some cheese in the grocery store, and I saw probably a 16-year-old girl walking behind what I think this person was her grandmother, talking her grandmother's ear off about Taylor Swift. And for the most part, grandma was extremely disinterested.
Yeah.
And I could tell in this moment that this teenager wanted nothing more than to talk about everything she knew about Taylor Swift and listen how excited she was for this new album to drop. I'm hoping that parents use this Taylor Swift's new album as an Easter basket full of gifts to open up a conversation this weekend. We beg for these moments as parents when our kids will actually answer our questions. Mm-hmm. pick their brains about this album, listen to it with them, put it on in the car when you're picking them up from school this afternoon. If they are huge Taylor Swift fans, they will become a fan of Mom and Dad too.
Yeah, and there's a huge opportunity there because there's such a big community of Taylor Swift fans, and Taylor does such a – the reason her fans are so – loyal is because she's so engaged with her fans. She gives us tasks. All week we were unscrambling words, trying to put out a sentence. I learned it was a lyric last night, and it was
so just a insane. Fun way to
but yeah so
an
we
album.
Want to talk about it. We're all on TikTok and Instagram and stuff talking to everybody else about it because we just want to talk. But Taylor, she these lyrics and the words she's saying, she's explaining our own feelings to ourselves a lot of the time, and we connect to it so deeply. So you can have conversations about what she's writing to learn more about, you know, what's going on in your family's life or just getting involved in the fun. My mom was even trying to help me figure out and crack the code. She was commenting and I was like, yeah, I don't know.
That's cool.
Yeah, like just because we're all,
cool.
It's you once you get into the rabbit hole, you can't get out.
I really
there's
do.
An opportunity.
I saw that yesterday and I thought it was a huge missed opportunity to really engage with a teenager who's all in on this Taylor Swift album drop.
That's a great point, Debbie. And I love that that's where your mind went.
Yeah. I wanted to say something to her, and I thought, I don't want to overstep.
Yeah, lean into that.
I really think it's a great chance for parents.
We don't know any of this, right? You don't have to know anything. You don't need to know anything about Pokemon or Japanese anime or some random indie band or the biggest star in the world. You don't need to know anything. All you have to do is ask questions.
Yep.
All you got to do is ask questions because they don't expect you to know anything.
What's going on with Taylor Swift this week? Oh, well, let me tell you. There's a lot.
Well, so. I think, too, sitting down and actually talking about the lyrics and how they are impacting your child who's listening to these.
Yeah.
And it could even be an adult daughter or an adult son.
Yeah.
Lots of people are into Taylor Swift. She did a beautiful job with this. And I love the fact that she just pulled you guys right into the 2 a.m. hour.
And I'm running on adrenaline. But
we're glad you're here with us,
yeah,
Caitlin, today.
I'm
I was
excited.
A little bit worried you're going to sleep through your alarm.
No, I mean, I had an hour. Oh, I just like it was like a blink sleep and you're like, okay, gotta go. But I woke up listening to the album, so it's great.
Yeah, this will make her even richer, for sure.
She deserves
Do we know about the downloads yet or how
I
well
don't know, but she's broken records, I'm sure. I haven't checked.
She's
that.
Smashed.
I'm just processing everything she gave me last night.
Yeah. The Tortured
Poets Department. The second part is I forgot there's a 31 track list and I already forgot what it was called because it was midnight when she put it out.
I will say often on an album when I'm listening I will skip songs within about the first 30 seconds. I can tell if I'm going to be in love with that song and I skip many many songs. I did not skip any this time. I skipped one and it was about 2 minutes in. I was like
sad.
I'm not there. It's a beautiful album. So Caitlin Johnston, Utah's biggest T-Swift fan. Thank you so much.
Yes.
I think this is an important moment for a lot of Swifties and a great opportunity for parents and grandparents to lean into the album release and really pick the Taylor Swift fans' brain about what's important to them about this album. We're back with the movie guys. They'll be teeing us up for a big weekend at the movie theaters. But also, I want to pick their brains about Footloose facts next.